the 2019 Albert Lea softball season started just as it did last year, inside.
Like, we just started practicing outside on, like, Thursday, when, like, last year we didn't get to start going outside until, like, late April.
The Tigers are outside now, but had to spend the first part of the practice schedule working indoors, which, as head coach Derek Fleek will tell you, isn't ideal.
Hectic a little bit. We got about 50 girls in the gym at the same time, and we've just been going over the basics, just repetition after repetition.
You obviously can't do everything indoors as you'd be able to do on the field, but what you can do is different too. Depth perception is off. Every ground ball bounces true. There are some bad habits players can start to pick up. Albert Lea had to deal with that and wait to get outside, but really, the weather was only one more thing to deal with for a team facing plenty of unfamiliar circumstances. The Tigers are coming off an 0-14 season. They were shut out four times in that stretch and allowed more than 10 runs five times. In its first eight games of last year, opponents outscored Albert Lea 81-7. The silver lining was that near the end of the year, the Tigers seemingly started to put it together. They scored more and gave up less, showing most on the biggest stage when Albert Lea suffered its two closest losses of the season in the last two games of the season at the section tournament, a 6-5 loss to Austin and 5-3 to Red Wing. So there are things to build on going into the 2019 Albert Lea softball season, but also new obstacles to overcome. The Tigers of 2019 do not have their 2018 coach or star player. Mia Fjellsta, who won the team MVP award last season, has decided to focus on her other sports, and new coach Derek Fleek takes over at the head of the program. Fleek didn't know he would take over the softball team until just weeks before practice started, but he's plenty familiar with the Diamonds of Albert Lea. He also played for the Tigers, and then later on the Des Moines Area Community College team. He was before an assistant with the Albert Lea baseball team, most notably in 2014 when his son Jonathan earned the Albert Lea Area Player of the Year honor. Now, he has his first head coaching gig.
I think with me coming in there, I mean, I did the baseball and someone kind of knew me from that or knew that I coached it. And plus, you know, my style of coaching is I can get out there and I can play right alongside them and like, demonstrate if I want to.
And the team understands that getting ready for a season with a new coach is a two-way street.
There are definitely differences between the two, but they are very similar, and I think that the girls could take responsibility to pick up the new habits, and I think that the girls and varsity ourselves can manage to learn quick.
That's the Tigers' Kira Hacker, one of the four seniors on the team who will help lead this Albert Lea squad.
As a senior, yes, leadership is huge since I'm one of the captains too. Being a senior, helping the new coach know everybody and what happens last year and getting them to know the program more.
Hacker, along with Tayshia Sternhagen.
Well, we've been working on just fundamentals over and over again.
And Lexa Salto.
I think this season we can do really good. We just got to get our bats going.
Hope to get the Tigers back in the win column this season. And you heard Lexis and Tayshia mention two of the biggest focuses early in the season for Coach Fleek, getting the fundamentals down, no matter how long it takes.
All those reps, when we're hitting balls or whatever, they're all doing a pretty good job at it. It's just coming natural. They're not even thinking about it when they didn't know that all these reps, that's kind of what it was for.
We just really adapted to him and his coaching style.
And also working on the offense, which was such a struggle to get started last season.
Well, we've done a lot of batting practice, which will help, and we've got to go outside sooner. So, like, practicing on a field faster, I think, will be more beneficial for us.
Our offense could be better and stronger. Our defense is strong, but I think it's just our offense so that we can carry out some bats going.
Definitely our offense. Our defense is pretty good right now. We just need to work on getting better at hitting the ball.
Through its first few games, the extra focus on the offense hasn't translated into runs just yet. Albert Lea scored its first of the season last game against Austin. But Coach Fleek says the zeros his team have put up on the scoreboard through its first five games isn't indicative of the progress it's making.
I think the bats are starting to click now, and I think they're just started off a little slow in the beginning. Just kind of, we got a young group of girls here making adjustments to the varsity level.
The Albert Lee Tigers last won a softball game on May 16th, 2017. Theirs isn't the longest losing streak we've seen broken at Albert Lee High School this season, but it's definitely one that these Tigers don't want to extend any longer.
It's anybody's season, but you know, of course you gotta have all the right people out there and the right mindset. But I think there's a lot of girls, especially the older girls, that are pushing. You know, they've been talking about, you know, getting a win here or there, what team we could maybe beat.
But for the leader of the team, the vision goes far beyond that one win.
I pretty much just want to get more kids involved, get it to be more of a competitive thing out there.
The Tigers are 0-5 to start the season, but have a number of winnable games still on the schedule yet to come, the next of which being against Rochester Mayo on Tuesday. We'll have all the coverage for you then and throughout the season right here on KATE. This has been an Albert Lee softball season preview. Nate Dickinson, KATE Sports.